Yes, I know. You have all waited a long time for this to happen. But let me tell you something. Your patience shall be rewarded in a moment. Let me get comfortable. Let me clear my throat. And I will commence. Oh my God, now I commence. This time I am at the health spa having my cuticles attended to and procuring a pedicure. I guess we'll do that again. This time I am at the health spa having my cuticles attended to and procuring a pedicure for Jetta. Why don't we start again? This time, I'm at the health spa having my cuticles attended to and procuring a pedicure for Jetta. I really hate this word. Fuck. Okay. Sorry. I gotta look up how to pronounce this. Procuring. All right. I will start again. This time, I am at the health spa having my cuticles attended to and procuring a pedicure for Jetta. Also, says the garrulous beautician as she works, you will never guess, we are favored by a visit from celebrity today. Unglaublich, I say without much interest. Some dreary town councilor or rising star of the banking industry, no doubt, I say with a wink at Jetta. No, says the busybody as she plies her trade. This is a big American rock star who wears iconic black clothing and trademark dark glasses. His name is Roy Orbito? Orbison? Rasmussen, something of that nature. It takes a second or two for the penny to drop. Black clothes and dark glasses, you say? I implore you to think carefully. Could the man's name conceivably be Roy Orbison? This is a matter of extreme urgency to me. Yes, that was it exactly. Fancy, he's in the next room waiting for me to give him a seaweed wrap. I rise from the chair. I find I have to go out for a moment. You will please remain here and attend to Jetta. I have decided you will give her a shell wax. I will be locking the door after I leave to ensure your compliance. So, I adjourn smartly to the next cubicle. Roy Orbison is lying on a massage table, naked, save for a strategically placed towel. Some soothing unguent has been applied to his face, and slices of cucumber have been placed over his trademark dark glasses. Good day, I say. Are you relaxed? I am highly relaxed, but expect to be more so following my seaweed wrap, says Roy. Regrettably, I find we have run out of seaweed following a maritime disaster in which various contaminants were released, destroying the world supply of sargasso for generations to come, I say smoothly. Instead, I urge you to try our new cling film wrap. The health-giving properties of this miracle substance cannot be overstated. Cling film? Roy cannot see me but tries to peer around the cucumber slices occluding his glasses. Don't I know your voice? I am an eminent doctor and am to be trusted implicitly. Ah, says Roy. Then you may commence. Speaking as a doctor, that is a wise decision. I start from the feet and work my way up. It is strange for him to be naked as I wrap him, but I suppose it would be too suspicious were I to ask him to put his trademark black clothes back on. I am like an Egyptian priest enshrouding his pharaoh. Soon, Roy Orbison is wrapped up in cling film. I let out a soft mew of content and mutely acknowledge that all things work for the best in this world. You are completely wrapped in cling film, I tell him. To get the full benefits, you must remain so for several hours or until someone comes and finds us. To keep you company, I will stay in the room and breathe heavily. That is kind of you. There follows several hours of almost unbearable bliss. Presently, a masseuse comes and looks at us critically. We are closing now. Have you seen Frida? Yes, I locked her in the room next door. Ah, why is that man in cling film? Medical reasons. So, I permit the woman to unwrap Roy as it is not in my nature to do so. You know, I say, if you were to remain wrapped in cling film forever, I estimate it could extend your lifespan by 1,000 years. I will bear that in mind, says Roy. And it wouldn't do my health any harm either, I almost add.